All right, everybody, we are here at Steve-O's Bar in Crystal, Minnesota. Welcome back to another Bellied Up episode presented by who, Charlie?
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Steve-O's is packed, dude.
This really got out of hand fast.
This is the most packed bar we have ever been to doing a Bellied Up.
Now, I want to remind you that all these people were here on a Tuesday at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., I walked in, thought I went into a time machine to, like,
last Saturday night.
Yeah, you know? Seriously.
Didn't know it was a Tuesday.
I talked to some people walking in. I was like, aren't you guys working? They're like, yeah, we're working from home today. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, you're not at home right now. They're exactly.
You know, the silver lining of COVID is that a lot more people are working from home and they can come to the bar at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
I mean, this is impressive, man. The folks here, professionals.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Charlie, when was the last time you were at a bar on a Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Recording this podcast.
Yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yesterday was not Tuesday, was it? Maybe emotionally.
No. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I get what you were saying. There's cheeseheads here, dude. Cheeseheads.
There's a lot of Green Bay memorabilia in the crowd, even though we are in the heart of Viking land here.
Heart of Viking land. And for all the people working from WFB, that's it. Working from bar.
Yep. Working from bar.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, and man.
You know what I like about this bar, Charlie?
What do you like about it, Miles?
All the ceiling tiles are kind of droopy.
That's
like a good measure of a good small town bar, even though we're not really in a small town. I guess this one would qualify more as a dive bar, wouldn't you say?
Well, now, Crystal, what is the population of Crystal, Minnesota? I'm not actually...
It's not a small town, I don't think.
It's not? No. I mean, but this has all the feels of it, dude.
Yeah.
And I like, because you got a couple, like you see that ceiling tile, a little droop in there. That's the little water coming through, too.
Yeah, so a little water damage never hurt anyone.
This bar is amazing. This is one of them classic bars. I love the wood panel on the walls. You don't see that done these days. The little pine panel.
All fake paneling.
That might actually be real.
I know. Usually it's fake, but this is real wood, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're here at Steve-O's having a good time, trying to keep it together with all this crowd going on here. But Charlie,
what's that, Miles? They printed the ceiling tiles too. They printed the tiles.
Yep.
Sorry, I have you started me on the bar. Now I gotta wrap my head around it. All right. Yeah, we gotta keep her moving.
So at the point of this coming out, it's January.
Yeah.
Charlie, you plan on going ice fishing this year?
I'll go ice fishing. Actually, the ice is looking pretty good out there already.
You're having some cold nights, really getting it frozen overnight, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough to especially fish in the bays and whatnot, you know. And
so, are you a pop-up guy, or are you a
5-gallon
fancy
bucket on the knees, baby?
Really? That's
it? Yeah.
You're not even a pop-up?
No, because I like to just park the car, pop out. It depends where I'm going. I'll bring a pop-up if I'm going on Lake Winnebago, because you literally have to go a mile out on the ice.
Yep.
A mile out.
Get a little windy out there.
Oh, a little windy, and you want a shelter if you're going that far out. But, you know, typically if I'm just going out to a pond or something, I just like to go out. I like to be mobile.
What is the lowest temperature that you'll just sit out there on a bucket? What's the lowest temperature?
I mean, you got to remember, I grew up not having a pop-up, so I would do it. I would do it at all.
Negative 20 out. You're still out there?
I mean, I've been out there at negative 20, yes.
And why? Because your dad's like, no, we're not going in yet.
We have it planned. We had this plan. This was on the calendar. We're doing it. I had the day off work. We're going. I don't care how much you hate it, you know?
God.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more of a fair weather ice fisherman. Got to have some heat.
You know, that's the right way to do it.
What are you trying to prove sitting out there on a bucket?
Really, that's true.
Like, if it's 20 degrees, I'll sit on a bucket all day.
Yeah.
But you start getting down to zero, you see a negative on there, I ain't sitting out there for that. I'm inside.
Dude, remember when we shot that first time ice fisher video?
Yeah.
Remember how cold it was then?
Yeah, and all I was wearing was jeans and Crocs, winter Crocs.
Yeah.
I wasn't even wearing boots.
Yeah, it was so cold that day, but I was like, Anne was filming it too, and I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so painful for her to be filming right now.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't about how cold it was. It's about the memories that were made.
We did make some good memories. It's good times. Boy, it's loud in here, man. They really packed it in.
They really did.
We'll see how it goes with the callers today, but I think we're going to have a good crop. Maybe we pull some people from this place and talk to them.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
There's someone literally wearing a cheese head over there.
I know. I talked to her. She's a Packers fan.
How hasn't she been knocked out yet?
Because this year? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no Vikings fans that are threatened.
All the Vikings fans are high-fiving her this year, you know?
Yeah.
But, hey, it's January when this comes out, so did they make the playoffs or
that's
not?
That's true. I like kind of doing these in the future a little bit.
What do you think?
Packers made the playoffs. Packers are on their way to the Super Bowl. They had a huge comeback.
Well, the Super Bowl's not for another month.
I understand that, but they're on their way.
On their way, okay.
Yeah.
That's you heard it here first.
The road to another Super Bowl. Bring another title back to Title Town. It's our year, baby.
All right. We're going to take some calls, and as Charlie would say, keep her moving.
Oh, look at that. That just made me so excited.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
Holy hell, I actually got through.
Yeah, here you are. What's your name?
My name's Dylan. I'm in the panhandle of Texas.
No way.
Bill in the panhandle.
Hell yeah.
I like it. I've driven through that. Jeez Louise. That's a nice spot.
Yeah, stood on a coffee can and saw Colorado, didn't you?
I like that. I'm going to use that. Not much different here in North Dakota. I stood on a coffee can and could see Montana. So, well, where are you at? What you hauling? What do you want to belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I've had a couple things. I wanted to see if y'all could help me solve a Midwest mystery.
Yes, okay. I love this.
All right, time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hat.
We need some dramatic music.
A Midwest mystery.
Prior life, I worked in the...
Sorry, go ahead.
We were doing a thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what we were trying to do, and then you do your thing, okay?
Midwest mystery. A Midwest mystery on the Bellied Up Podcast, coming to you right now. Brought to you by Fleet Farm.
We love it. Okay, so what's the mystery?
So, previous life, I worked for a seed company, and I had to take a trip to Minnesota. Olivia, Minnesota was the town I was in. Got done with my work there. Was at the local hotel, which happened to be called the Sheep Shed. And I was sitting at the bar just chatting up with the guy and said, hey, I want to have what y'all have. What do y'all drink up here? And his reply was, oh, you want beer-flavored beer, eh? In which he gave me a beer, and I still to this day do not know what it is.
Okay.
He asked me if I liked it, and I said, well, why don't you just go ahead and give me a Coors Light, and we'll call it good.
So you must have had a Miller Light then, is what that sounds like.
I don't know. If it was Miller Light, I'd have recognized it, but it was a beer that I still can't think the name of it and didn't know if that term made any sense to y'all.
So, you were up in, you said, Minnesota, correct?
Olivia, Minnesota, about 2 hours due west of Minneapolis.
Okay.
2 hours west of Minneapolis.
So I was
going
to say, if it was next to the Minneapolis area, he might have just got a craft IPA or something like that, but I'm going to guess maybe not.
I'm thinking no, because beer-flavored beer tells me like a lager, a light lager of some sort.
Yes.
Some kind of a light beer. What about?
It was a lighter beer or a lager or something to that effect.
Could it have been? The grain belt.
Could have been a grain belt.
Could it be grain belt? Does that sound familiar? I guess he didn't give
possibly,
you any hints.
I maybe remember a red lettering.
Oh, was it PBR? Surly? Was it a Surly?
If it was
thing?
A lighter beer, probably not.
Does Surly not do it? Red lettering. Jeez.
Isn't PBR red lettering?
No, that's blue. Blue lettering. And
is it a red stripe?
That'd be great. Was it red stripe?
That would be unbelievable.
It was not red stripe.
If you were drinking red stripe in Minnesota, it was
on.
Wild.
It was on tap, right?
No, it was in a bottle.
It was in a bottle. Oh, okay. It could be red, or it could be red stripe.
No, he would know if it was red stripe.
Okay, all right. Let me.
No, it was a normal looking beer bottle. It wasn't a little short pint thing.
Yeah. I'm looking through all the Surly's right now. I'm not seeing any of them in a red. Oh, there's like the darkness.
But that's
one.
In a can.
That's
dude.
In a can.
I'm gonna be honest. This mystery's not going too well, but I think this is how a mystery's supposed to go.
Yeah.
If we solved it right away, it wouldn't be that big of a mystery.
That wouldn't be fun.
No.
No, but we're sorry.
Is this like the Epstein of the Midwest?
What's up?
Is this like the Epstein of the Midwest? He really didn't kill himself?
I can't weigh in on that.
Yeah, the Midwest conspiracy. So this is a mystery, not a conspiracy, but you know what?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's starting to trend towards a conspiracy.
It is right now.
So you kind of called in the wrong podcast for a plethora of beer knowledge because I'm a one-trick pony. I don't venture too far off the beaten path. Charlie maybe does a little bit more, but even him...
I mean, I'm kind of a Liney's guy myself. And by the way, it could be a Liney's. They do have a red thing, and their headquarters is Chippewa Falls. That's where they're, which is not too far from here. It could be a Liney's. But you know what? We're going to do for you, we're going to keep our eyes out for you. And when we see a red bottle with lettering, we're going to bring it back up in this podcast, and we're going to say maybe it was this beer. And the world may never know. Okay, and that's okay. It's kind of like how many licks does it take till you get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Yeah.
Three, maybe.
375.
Maybe.
He knows.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
You know, how big's your tongue? How much saliva you produce?
Yeah.
Is there humidity in the air? Or is it a dry heat? You know, you never know. It all is a facts. Factor in on the Tootsie Pop thing. So
these are the questions we got to ask ourselves. So now look, that wasn't the only thing you called in for, was it today?
So I have one more question for y'all.
All right. Yeah.
So I know y'all got the big pheasant hunts and stuff up there, and our pheasant season this area just opened this last weekend.
Pheasant just opened.
What are y'all's favorite? Yeah, what's y'all's favorite preparation for pheasant?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Preparation.
Yeah, so are you saying prep for the hunt or after you get a pheasant, how do we like to cook it?
What's y'all's preferred way of cooking this thing?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Okay, Miles, do you mind if I go first?
No, you go ahead, Charlie.
All right, this is a classic thing that my dad does every Christmas. And what he'll do is he'll get the pheasant breast. You know, we clean the pheasant at the deal. We take the breast home typically. Sometimes the whole thing and make stew from the carcass there. But while the carcass is cooking on the stove to bring out the stew situation, my dad will take the breast. He chops them up into these little chunks. And then he gets the hot pepper. And then he gets bacon. And he sits there in front of the TV while football's on, and he wraps them up and puts a toothpick right through them, and they get them pheasant poppers.
Pheasant poppers.
And it's classic.
Do you do jalapeno pheasant poppers?
Jalapenos, yeah, because I like a little kick, you know?
Okay. That's very rare for the Midwest taste buds.
to do that, really?
Just to like a jalapeno kick, you know?
You dip her in ranch.
Well, I figured I might use bell pepper and think it's too hot up there.
There are some folks that are like that. There's a guy that works for me, Tyler. He thinks that pepper's like table pepper is hot. So, yeah. Well,
and you're down there in the South, so you got that Southern tongue. So you like that heat, okay? That's my suggestion. Miles, go for it.
I like, I think that my mom will cook it once in a while in the oven. So like a baked chicken or a baked pheasant breast. Uh-huh. And then she'll have like a cream mushroom sauce and all that. So it's like kind of like a hot dish, but it's basically it's like it's the pheasant. And then there's the sauce that goes on top of it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the actual sauce is. I know it's a white sauce and it's delicious.
It's probably creamy mushroom soup or something. Let me ask you this. Is it like a pheasant pot pie? Have you ever had that?
You could make it like that if you just put it in a pie crust.
Sure.
Yeah. It's very similar.
Yeah. We've done pheasant pot pies too, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about more of just a no top on the dish.
And then you take that same sauce and you put it on like some rice or potato that you got that's with it. It's good.
God, that's good. I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you what's your favorite way to prep it? Can we exchange some recipes?
Me and my wife figured out after I went last year, got a little crafty because I got a Traeger last year.
Oh, spendy fella. Wow. Look at you, an investment in your happiness.
Fancy, there we go.
Investment in the belly.
Absolutely.
Do you have the wire fire? Do you have the wire fire technology?
Oh, there's no other way to go.
Okay, I was going to say, now I know you actually have a Traeger now that you said that, so continue on.
But, I just defeathered it, took all the feathers off, kept it whole, spatchcocked it, throw it on that Traeger for 45 minutes or so, about 250, put it on some rice pilaf, and it came out pretty good.
That sounds good.
With orange mojo sauce.
Wow. Oh, okay. So did you marinate it at all before?
Now that you say that, no, I didn't.
You just let her buck.
Took it out of the freezer, threw it on there, and made that mojo sauce, and that came out pretty well.
I like that. By the way, this is actually a good time to bring this up. Hang on just a second. I got this sauce here. Oh, where did it go? Okay, here it is. So at this bar we're at right now, we got a sauce that a Vietnam veteran makes, and he brought it here as a gift. It's called horsepower sauce. Hotter than my ass is what it says. He's a Vietnam vet. Here, I've got his card right here just so you know where to look this up. And he brought it as a gift to us in this bar, so I figure we'd shout it out here. So it's Steve H.
Steve H.
I like that he doesn't even put his last name on the business card.
He's under the radar.
It's called horsepower sauce. I give you so the card has his phone number and text preferred, but I'll just give you horsepowersauce@gmail.com. Okay. I tried a little bit of it earlier and it's pretty hot.
It's pretty spicy.
And pretty good. But the image, the logo is just this horse rubbing its ass on a.
But the horse is also a pepper.
Oh, the horse is a pepper. It's a pepper rubbing its ass on a cactus. So anyway, he is. Hey. Yeah. So check that out if you're interested, and that might go well with your pheasant, your next pheasant deal. So there you got it.
Good deal.
There we go, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, yes, sir. I'm hoping one day my bucket list is to get up there and hunt pheasant up there in South Dakota one day.
So. You got to go to South Dakota. That's the spot.
But anyway, no Midwest goodbyes. We'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, I like it. See you, man. Charlie. I think that that sauce looks pretty good. We'll have to break it out here at some point.
Yeah.
And what was it? Steve H. So good look guy. Him up in the phone book.
Yeah, look him up in the phone book. You'll find him. So there you got it. Yeah, it's some good sauce. She let me try it, and then she gave me a bottle. So
hell yeah.
Nice stuff.
Steve H. Hotter than my ass.
Hotter than my ass.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
This is Nick from La Crosse.
Nick? Playing lacrosse. What's going on?
He's in lacrosse.
I stepped on you.
What's going okay. on? What are you doing? Sorry.
Right now I'm just driving. Got done with work a little bit ago, so I thought I'd call in.
Yeah. What do you do? Let me ask you that much.
I am a physical therapist assistant.
Oh, he's a physical therapist assistant. I love this.
Are you a assistant to the physical therapist, or are you a physical therapist assistant?
Physical therapist assistant.
Okay, yeah, that's what they all say, though.
All right, quickly, I'm going to ask you a physical therapy question. How do I fix a tight shoulder? I've been rubbing it this whole podcast. It just feels like some muscle action right up on the top of my shoulder. What's a good exercise to do to fix that sucker?
Well, mainly just stretching.
Okay, can
so,
I just...
Like versus...
Okay, what do
so
I do? How do
so,
I stretch the top shoulder?
You can do a few different stretches. You can do that one stretch. So if you bend your head all the way to the opposite side and kind of pull on the top of your head, then you'll get a stretch back there that will help.
Oh, that feels good, actually. Miles is assisting me right now. How long?
What was that?
Miles is assisting my I'm moving. Miles is pushing my head in the opposite direction. I like
I'm taking
that.
It easy on him, though, because the neck is a tricky thing. You crank too hard on that bad boy, and you'll really tweak something.
Yeah, how long should he be holding my head like this?
30 seconds to 60 seconds.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. That's good.
And then if you head forward while you do it a little bit, you'll get even more of a stretch.
Press forward, so
like
over and forward.
Like this angle.
Oh, so yeah. Over and then tilt your forward, yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is great.
Try and push your right butt cheek into the stool.
Okay. Butt cheeks going into the stool.
Does that feel better?
That's feeling good. Oh, God. What should I drink to make this feel better? A little tippy cow?
Have a beer.
Okay.
Yeah, tippy cow.
There you go.
Tippy cow.
That
hell
sounds
yeah, good.
Tell me to paint go right away.
It's already feeling good. Hey.
I was going to say, you look better already.
I know. A little flush coming
you
to
know,
mind.
If you keep giving out advice like that, pretty soon you won't just be the physical therapist assistant. You're going to be the physical therapist, and I believe that.
Yeah, you know how, like, on the Good Morning America, they have doctors calling and stuff?
Yep. Yeah. Or they just, all right, Dr. Bill is here with us today. He's a specialist in, nutrition.
Yeah, we've got our assistant physical therapist that calls in, giving advice. This is great. This should be a recurring bit.
All right. Then maybe this is good. Maybe we can throw this in there. Everyone who's listening right now, take 2 minutes to just stretch out your neck a little bit, make you feel good. This is our health portion of the
health portion. We do everything here. Now, Miles, can I ask you a question? Do you have any physical ailments right now for our assistant physical therapist?
Are you kidding me, Charlie? I am a bill of health.
Okay.
I couldn't feel better.
Really? You have not. We have an assistant physical therapist on the Bellied Up podcast right now, Miles. You got to have something.
Well,
that
I also
could
value this guy's time, and if I'm feeling great today, I don't need to.
All right.
Know.
Well, look, I really appreciate the advice you've given us, even though we were supposed to give you some.
Charlie doesn't keep himself in very good shape, and so that's why he's always got some issue going on. And if he would just train like I would, then he would maybe be in a better spot. But
one day I'll get there.
Yeah. Well, that's next year's New Year's resolution.
Next year, I'll work on my health. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Oh, we're a huge fan of you. So is my shoulder. Watch for deer now, okay?
Yeah, you too. Keep stretching that shoulder. Don't let it get tight again.
All right, I appreciate that. I'll get back on it. Miles is stretching his as we speak, so apparently he was lying when he said he didn't have anything going on. So there you go. All right, we'll talk to you soon now.
Awesome. Thank you. Tell your folks that says hi.
Oh, yeah. Tell yours I says hi, too, okay?
Real good. How's your neck?
Honestly, it feels better.
Mine feels good, too.
It really does. Like, that feels a lot better.
Who's ever listening, just do that.
Do that.
Do it.
I mean, league's better. It's
good. Don't do it if you're driving or something. Maybe wait till you get out of the car.
Wait till you get out of the car.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
Oh, you got Alex right here. What's going on, fellas?
Alex. What's up? Where are you calling from, Alex?
You're what's up.
What's up? All right,
I'm
Alex.
I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, Northeast Pennsylvania. What's the weather like there now?
Dreary. It's raining.
You'll have that.
Yeah, that's how she goes.
As long as the temperature stays above freezing, so you don't get that freezing rain, and then it gets real slick out there, and then all of a sudden, you got a 3-car pile up at the stoplight, and then everyone's late for work. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
We pray that the temperature stays higher for you.
Be careful on the bridges. Them are the first to freeze.
I'll tell you what, that's true.
Yes,
so
it
you're
is.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, belly up to the bar with us.
I'll belly up real quick. So I need some advice.
Okay.
So I just turned 21 maybe like 3 months ago.
Good man.
Good. And I'm glad you made it.
You made it.
I did. And I got a nice stock up of Bush apples because I've got to be honest, that's my go-to.
Wait, what's your go-to? Say that again.
Bush apple.
Oh, Bush apple.
Yep.
Bush apple. Got it. My go-to. I got a nice stock because next year, apparently it's going to be gone.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So you were the one of the smart ones that stocked up is what you're saying. So is that what you called in to buy, sell, or trade? You're going to sell them for like $100 a case or what?
I mean, it's worth more than that.
You're right. I did sell it short.
But my question is, when they're gone, well, where do I go from there? What kind of beer should I go after? Just the regular Busch Light?
Well, I think, it's
regular Busch beer, or should I try another apple-flavored beer?
Well, usually the progression goes, you start with the gateway of a sweeter beer, like an apple beer, and then you put some hair on your chest and you end up at a Busch Light, and then if you really want to put some extra hair on your chest, you have a Busch Heavy, and that's probably the order of operations in my mind for you.
That's pretty solid. I appreciate that.
I'm going to throw out, you should get after a Liney's. I'm going to say Liney's Light.
A summer shandy.
Yeah, you can do that. I like that. I like the Liney's. Actually, the Liney's Heavy, the OG. The OG Leinenkugels.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's how you taste that Chippewa Falls Flow. It's right there. Or any Milwaukee beer. Miller Light, MGD, you know, Miller High Life Light, the champagne of beers. Get after it. You know, this is your playground. But I get the sense you're a Busch guy, so I may be preaching to the wrong choir. But, you know, same pew, different church.
I respect it, so I'm going to have to try it out, you know.
Yeah.
Who am I to say no?
I mean, look, there's many a beer out there.
Well, this is a good moment. See, you don't see me saying, no, don't do that, don't do that.
And I'm not telling you don't drink the Busch.
It's one of those situations that if you truly love someone, that you let them go, and if they come back, it's meant to be. So,
oh, Miles, that's
fine.
So beautiful.
If you want to go and dabble in Charlie Baron's
like
style of beer, go ahead. But I just got a pretty big feeling that you'll be back.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to get an update.
You got a good feeling about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm that confident about it. You'll be back. But go ahead, venture out on your own. We'll see you. We'll be waiting here with an ice cold Busch latte for you when you get back.
Wait, so is that insider information? You're saying the Busch apples might be back.
How did he get that out of that?
Oh, I don't think so. But you know what?
How did he get that out of that?
You know, let him think it.
Yeah.
Let him think it.
No, dude.
I didn't get that out of it. I'm maybe just trying to get out of it for myself now.
Yeah. I think you're really projecting onto me on that one, okay? We know that it sucks, but you're in a better spot than a lot of other people. A lot of other people didn't believe him. They didn't stock up.
That's true.
You're like a little squirrel out there, except you're not hoarding. You haven't been hoarding the chestnuts. You've been out there, you know, getting yourself some apples.
I had to get ready for winter.
Yep.
You had to be ready for winter.
I had to stock up. You know, I'm hibernating.
Yep, winter is coming.
It.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Anything else? Any other questions you have for us?
No, I just wanted to call in and see how you guys are doing, you know. How's folks?
Well, we're doing good, and we appreciate the heck out of you calling in, and good luck hoarding your apples, and high price tag on them. They're collector's items now.
Hey, got that right.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. Enjoy those apples, and Charlie, what would you say?
I'd say watch for deer.
And tell your folks that we says hi.
Yeah, do that now.
Hey, keep her moving.
All right, good, my guy. See ya.
Charlie, storage for all his and her needs, such as home organization, tool storage, fishing tackle boxes, and I'm sure there's still some holiday storage totes for your ornaments, wreaths, decor, and more at the Fleet Farm, Charlie.
Fleet Farm.
We got storage. I imagine, Charlie, knowing you, you have tons of ornaments. Knowing you, Charlie.
Yeah, Miles, knowing me, I got a lot of ornaments.
Yeah, you probably got decorations up the wazoo at your house. If I know you, you always have it really well decorated and all that at your place.
Miles, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't decorate ever, okay? However,
but if you decide to,
I would go right to Fleet Farm.
You're going
to
first want to buy some ornaments, or you want to buy some storage for those future ornaments, and they have that at Fleet Farm. It's time to clean up after the chaos from the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it has been chaotic the last 4 to 6 weeks.
And I can't wait to 1 year get enough decorations from Fleet Farm to get these storage bins. But yeah. I know folks listening
need
it.
We'll get you a tote at some point.
Okay, thank you. I'd appreciate that.
You know, what comes first, the ornaments or the tote?
Like the chicken or the egg.
Exactly.
The ornaments or the tote. But whatever it is, I'll get it at the Fleet Farm.
We love it. But you don't have a garage either. You kind of got a
condo. I got a garage, detached garage.
Okay.
Well, yeah, my duplex.
You can get some totes for there then. It's not just for Christmas stuff.
Oh yeah, no, I have Fleet Farm totes already. Yeah, I should have brought that up. You mentioned Christmas stuff. I got too lazy to decorate this year.
Nothing came back out of the totes.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, if you need totes, if you need, tackle boxes, you know, I could go for a plain old tackle box.
Just getting a nice tackle box.
A nice one, just a plain old one.
A plain old one. Well, it's still gonna be nice.
Yeah, you're
a
right.
A nice plain old one.
Just a plain old tackle box.
Yeah.
No matter how this goes down, you want to go to the Fleet Farm, Charlie?
I thought you'd never ask.
We love it.
We love it. Fleet Farm.
We love it.
All right. Ooh, folks, do you like shamrocks? Do you like mints? Well, I got the concoction for you. It's the Tippy Cow Shamrock Mint.
Tell you what, Charlie.
Yeah, Miles.
I'm a big shamrock guy in the month of March, but now I don't even have to wait till March.
Doesn't have to wait till March. Why?
I can enjoy that right now.
He's
right
got
here.
That Tippy Cow in the bar. And by now that ice, Miles, it's thick enough everywhere to be out ice fishing. Well, not everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most places.
You know what I do? I shave off a little ice from the hole, put it in a cup, pour that right on top of it. That's what I recommend you do.
You know, that's how I think it was intended to be drank.
Take that auger.
Yep.
Just get a little hole for your ice. Yep. Just shave half a hole.
Yep.
And then you got that ice shavings. Ice shavings mix in well.
And then you can just keep the bottle just sitting in that half a hole as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then repile some ice on it so it's already pretty cold.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Now, that's if you like drinking it cold. If you want to drink it hot, hey, you're a thermos guy now.
I am a big thermos guy now that we are in 2023.
So you got that coffee in the thermos. You just add a little shamrock mint tippy cow.
Just a little tip it on
you
back
know
in
what?
There.
I got some coffee right here. A little extra coffee. Guess what's happening, Miles?
This is happening.
It's happening. Pour that sucker in there. Let's get it going.
And in we go. Tell me when.
That's nice. That's nice. I'll tell you when, but
I imagine that's nice meant that.
It is. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. God. Let me try it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I suppose it's.
Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah. You got some great.
Close my eyes. I'm on the ice fishing. Go get some Tippy Cow for the ice shanty this winter. And, we recommend the Shamrock Mint.
Yeah.
Hello, who do we got on the line?
Hi, this is Courtney from Appleton.
Courtney from Appleton. How you doing up there in Appleton, Courtney?
I'm doing great.
Well, we're doing great now that you called in. What's on your mind, huh?
So, actually, I got some beef with you, Charlie, and I got some advice I'm looking for.
Okay. Oh, a little beef and
here
advice.
Here we go, baby.
Let's start with the entree.
Normally,
what's the beef?
Normally, everyone's got beef with me. It feels nice to have beef with Charlie. I am here for us. What do you got?
So my brother got married back in May, and they sent you an invite to the wedding, and you never came.
Oh, my gosh. Your brother sent an invite to... Now, I am so sorry. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if I even got the invite. It must have gotten lost in the mail. but not to throw Trish my
classic lost in the mail.
I don't want to listen. I don't want to throw Trish my mail gal under the bus here, under the mail truck. So I think it's probably a me issue. It's probably a my fault thing. I'm so sorry. Now, are they? How did the wedding go?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, was it a typical Midwest wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Tell me. Talk to me here. What was the worst part about the wedding? Because we've talked in this podcast that everyone want a good wedding always has something that everyone complains about together. What's the one thing everyone was complaining about at this wedding?
Nobody really liked the food.
It was the food.
It's always one of those.
Was it cold food or what?
It was cold for the family. They served us all last. We started in the back. We started in the back, and the family got served last.
Oh, geez. Now, was it buffet style, buffet style, or did they bring it to your plate? Bring it to your
table.
They
brought it to us.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they clearly didn't have any heat lamps in the back, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
What kind of food was it? Do you remember?
I had some salmon, and then they had like some vegetarian stuff, and there was something else I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, salmon's finicky, you know. On salmon on that type of scale is tough to do.
Yeah.
So that in itself
I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, where was the wedding location wise?
It was at Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Oh, Waverly Beach in Menasha. That's a fantastic spot right on Lake Winnebago. I've been there many a times. Really? It's a great club. Yeah. Waverly Beach. Yeah. I've done a few shows there. It's a great, great venue. And, you know, the food I had there was actually very good. Phenomenal, in fact. So, you know, I'm sorry that yours was a little cold.
But if that never happened, everyone at the wedding wouldn't be able to bond about anything.
That's true.
You know? So
it brings the wedding together.
Yeah, don't view it as a bad thing. View it as we now can all, no matter how old you guys get, you can go, hey, remember at that wedding how bad the food was?
Yeah.
And everyone will have something to talk about. It's the best icebreaker in the world.
It absolutely is. Now, I got a question for you. Did you get out on the dance floor? Did you get out on the dance floor? Okay. Okay.
Me and my cousins all night.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Did I want to know, and I've always wanted to figure this out, what's a good Midwest dance move, you know? A go-to Midwest dance move. Do you do milking the cow? You know, you just get down there low and you're, you know, squeezing the teats.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, you just get down low. Okay, you pull the bucket over and you pretend to sit on it. And then you just, with your hands. Now, you got to be careful with the hand motion because if you're squatting and doing that, people might get the wrong idea. Not horizontal. It's vertical. Okay.
Now, no one in the bar can hear what we're talking about, so everyone thinks that Charlie Behrens is just milking his own cow
just
here.
Squirt.
Quite the visual for everyone in the bar.
You just squirt on the beat, you know? And don't kick the bucket. Make sure no one's around to kick the bucket.
That would be bad.
Don't let the cow kick the bucket. So, and if you get really good with this, you have someone pretend to be the cow and just get on all fours. All you know what? I'm riffing.
What kind of shit's going on at your family's at weddings,
dude?
You literally got cousins getting on their hands and knees, and you're milking them. What's going on at the Baron's weddings?
Miles, you're missing a golden opportunity. We need to establish the Midwest dance moves. Like there's the electric worm, you know, that they got on. That's an East Coast thing, I think. Maybe West Coast, probably one on the coast. What are the Midwest dance moves?
I'm not saying we shouldn't establish Midwest dance moves. I don't know if milking your cousin is the move.
Oh, no, Miles. In the analogy on the dance floor, your cousin is the cow, okay? You can't think of it so literally.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. Let's think of another one. How about the watch out for deer? Miles, how would you do a deer dance?
A deer dance?
Yeah, the deer dance.
I would probably it's more of a waltz than anything.
Okay.
You ever seen a deer? Have you ever seen a deer glide across a field?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not clunky at all. They're very smooth. They seem to glide. It's more of a waltzy type of move.
So it's a 1-2-3. 1-2-3. Look at the car.
Pause. Yep. And then just stop and stare. And at that point, the DJ has all of his lights pointed at one person. And they just have to stand there. And as soon as the lights turn off, then everyone starts dancing again. It's kind of like a red light, green light type of move. But it's no lights, headlights is what it's called.
It's a no lights, headlights dance. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're grazing, lights come on, everyone freezes.
I love that. So, all right, we gave you two pretty bangers right there. Do you have any Midwest dance moves you recommend?
No, I don't actually.
Oh, you don't? How would you do the cheese curd?
Oh, I don't know.
I know exactly how. Okay, you find the beat, and then when the beat drops, you move your shoes like you're squeaking them, and then you cut the music, and everyone just hears squeaking. You know? Yeah. You got to wear your tennies, though.
Yeah,
you got to wear your tennies.
It just sounds like a noon ball pickup game with all the squeaking of the shoes going on.
It's like... I think we...
Not to be confused with something else. But, yeah.
So now you can take these dances to your next Midwest wedding. You are welcome. Midwest dance moves brought to you by Bellied Up.
And then instead of everyone complaining about the food, everyone's talking about how great your moves are.
There you have it.
You diverted them off of a negative into a positive.
There you have it. Milk your cousin. anything else we can help you with?
She said she was at another question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So I need a Midwest way to like cancel plans with someone or just tell someone I don't want to do this.
What was it? Sorry. I had to take my headphones off for a sec.
Oh, say it again.
I need a Midwest way to cancel plans with someone or tell someone, like, I don't want to do this.
So the Midwest way to cancel plans is very important because typically what we do as Midwesterners is say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then we spend the next 24 to 48 hours trying to think how we're going to say, you know, I can't.
Yes.
Okay. But you can't just say, I can't. You have to come up with an excuse. And it's got to be a good excuse, okay?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be a good excuse. You just need an excuse. Now, number one thing I like to do in this scenario is I like to first check the weather because weather is the easiest thing to blame, right? If there's even a hint that there's a blustery snowstorm coming through or even if it's going to clearly miss us, you go, oh, man, I'm going to have to keep an eye on the weather. Hopefully it's safe to travel. Otherwise, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. That's where you got to start at least.
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
I think another thing could be, you know, you can create a chore. Create a chore. So find somebody in your life that needs you to do, that could need you to do something and call them up and say, hey, what are you doing in 24 to 48 hours? Whenever the event is. And then you need your gutters done. I'll be right over there. So,
commitment to something prior is always good, even if you never actually did commit.
Right.
Because, if you're from the Midwest, you always have about 6 to 7 things hanging in the rafters of, am I going to commit to this or not? Or I want to say no to all these. I just don't know how. So you can use one of the other events against another one, kind of pick your poison situation.
That's true.
What if I don't want to do any of it, though?
Okay. Oh, you don't want to do anything. So now.
Well, do you want me just to go to the you open up the box, you hit the red button, or the last resort is what you're saying? Is that what we're looking for? Last resort, just say you got diarrhea and no one will ever question that ever. I wasn't the first person to think of that, but I heard that advice at some point. I don't know where. You got diarrhea. No one's questioning that.
That's true. Yeah, you can just say I got something going on with the stomach. And if you want to make it a true story, open up the chest freezer in your garage. Take your hand. Go all the way down to the freezer burnt meat from the meat raffle. Toss that sucker in the oven. Don't even unthaw it. Just toss it in the oven. Consume it. You're going to have some diarrhea for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, just throw it in the in the toilet, send him a photo and show him how bad it is.
No, I don't think anyone needs a toilet photo. But, you know, if you want to go the extra mile, go for it. By the way, what event are you trying to get out of?
Usually my grandma just asks me to, like, go shopping with her and stuff.
Okay. Don't use any of this. Have you ever heard the song Don't Blink by Kenny Chesney?
No.
Okay, give that a listen when we're done. You're going to go listen to that song, and you're going to realize that if you start wishing away moments, and then you're going to blink, and they're all going to be gone.
Wow,
Don't blink. Don't say no to grandma, because grandma someday won't be around. And so you got to make sure you're spending time.
I usually do say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right. You go shopping with grandma. You got to find the silver lining. Okay. Because Miles is just over here singing this song. Where does grandma want to go shopping?
Usually Walmart or Sam's Club.
That's a
decent afternoon.
You know what? Here, I'll tell you this right now. Simple solution. Walmart or Sam's Club, they got okay stuff there. Take grandma to the Fleet Farm, and you're gonna find a lot more you're interested in. I can tell you're a Fleet Farm gal. So you just gotta, you know, grandma, she's been on this planet for a while. She is full of wisdom, but sometimes
you gotta teach an old dog a new trick.
There you go.
You gotta take her to Fleet Farm.
And I'll also say this about my grandma, Sue. She's got a lot of hidden wisdom. Some of it she doesn't hide. Some of it is just, you know, she's been on this podcast before. She just kind of gives me crap sometimes.
Bless her heart.
But a lot of hidden wisdom in the grandparents. A lot of not so hidden wisdom. So you get that wisdom, and then you give them the wisdom of the Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm.
We love it.
What do you think about that?
I think that'll work.
There you go.
And my grandma does get her dog food at Fleet Farm, so I should just go with her then sometimes.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And I don't blame you for not wanting to go to Walmart. Maybe you make a compromise. Maybe you got other brothers, sisters, relatives, someone else that can take her over there.
Yeah, I could try to get one of my brothers to do it probably.
There you go.
You're going to need some leverage, though, first. So you're going to have to bring something up from your childhood that he doesn't want anyone to know. Hold that over his head. Then he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I definitely could find a couple of dollars.
Yeah, there you go.
You're going to be just fine. You're going to figure this out.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it helped you out a little bit here or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, another satisfied customer. And tell your brother I'm sorry for not going to the wedding.
Well, no. Tell your brother it's about time. Oh, wait.
She will.
I was going to say, tell your brother it's about time he starts pulling his weight on the grandma thing here, is what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, he lives next door to her, too, and I don't think he spends enough time with her.
Okay. Oh, well, you go. That's the Midwest guilt. You know, bury that into him like the pizza you spilled on the carpeting, you know? Just really get in there, you know? Make sure that's never coming out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, Miles, I liked what you did there. You brought up who's the guy who sang that again?
Kenny Chesney. Don't blink. Just like now you're 8 years old, yeah, and you take a nap, and you wake up, and you're 95, and you're lying on your deathbed, and your grandchildren won't take you to Fleet Farm. Don't blink. That's what it's all about.
Oh, man.
Life's all about disappoint is, what is it? What was
disappoint
the
your elders until you die. Is that it?
Yep. It's continually disappointing your elders until they die and then you die.
Yeah.
That's what life's all about.
That's good.
No, hey. I think we came up with some good dance moves on this episode.
I think we did, too.
That was pretty good.
I mean, I think, man.
What a good episode. We got our, my shoulders are feeling good now.
Yeah, my shoulders feeling good. And
we got some good dance moves created.
Great dance moves.
You notice how we came up with dance moves and we didn't even stand up.
We did. Very Midwest of us.
That's the kind of dance move I
no
like.
No rhythm needed. No rhythm needed.
Light comes on, frozen. Deer in headlights. That's what it's called. But this is a good episode, Charlie.
This was a good episode. I was wondering what everybody was doing behind us, and they're doing pull tabs.
It's a pull tab box. Yeah. So I think in between now and the next episode, we should get a drop a 20 in there each and see what we come up with. And
not a bad move.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. Thank everyone for tuning in and subscribing and following and all that. It's been awesome, and it allows us to fill a bar at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
It's pretty inspiring.
It's pretty pretty cool, and we appreciate everyone that's coming out to these and everyone that's calling in. It's been pretty fun and pretty quick, wild ride so far.
It has, and we have nobody to thank but all of you. So thank you very much. And watch for deer.
See you in the next episode. Love you guys.
Tip your bartenders.
Tip your bartenders, yes.
All right. See ya.